Yo, we toasting to true fucking homeboys. We in this together, y'all. It's all about us, man.
That's it, 25th, baby. 25th
hustler.
That's it. Ride or die, baby.
Believe it. We bleed true.
Another. Fred the production.
Many victims of New York's coronavirus crisis, now part of a funeral home horror. Dozens of bodies were found decomposing in trucks at this funeral home in Brooklyn. There maybe were as many as 50 bodies inside. The police moved in and discovered it after residents complained about a foul smell emanating from the building. By Thursday morning, caskets were arriving to take away corpses to unknown locations. And family members with loved ones inside were showing up in a desperate search for information. Ronald Elmine's 60-year-old brother, Francois, died of COVID-19. He tells me his brother's corpse has been inside the funeral home for more than a week.
I feel very sad. I feel very sad about it because he already passed away. So it's like, you know, I don't know exactly what to say because it's really sad. Very, very sad.
Tamisha Covington said she thinks her mom's body is also inside.
So right here, this butt is too much for me. I'm trying to speak to y'all, but I'm so clouded right now because it hurts. It hurts. There's no words for hurtfulness.
People who live in the neighborhood were shocked.
This is a residential neighborhood, so it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. There were people.
Yeah.
You're human. And not even your dog. You don't treat your dog like that.
The funeral home said its freezers failed, so it had to bring in the rental trucks to store bodies. An explanation that did not satisfy New York's mayor.
They have an obligation to the people they serve to treat them with dignity. I have no idea in the world how any funeral home could let this happen.
For a city that is supposedly coming out of this crisis, the nightmare that happened at this funeral home is a grim reminder of how far there is still to go and the incredible toll this is having on a city.
Just common sense right now.
Yeah, it feels like year two of the quarantine.
Man, I'm getting burnt out. You know what I mean? Just trying to feel like every day I got to, like, out here trying to battle for my life and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it ain't even May 1st yet.
Yeah, man. It's
interesting. Month of May, because have you noticed there's a spike in shootings in our city?
I haven't been paying attention.
We had one a day for the past 10 days, at least one.
Which is crazy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That needs to be further investigated. You know what I mean? Just to find out what's, you know what I mean? Is it really beef amongst people, or is it some, you know what I mean? Because usually if somebody, you know what I mean, somebody gets shot, they can be like, oh, you know, it was some kind of little squabble or a beef or something, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying, if it's just like some random, like, man, I don't know what happened, it was just a drive-by, and you feel me, and people don't know nothing, that's kind of suspicious.
Nah, there ain't been no drive-bys from what I done seen. One of them looked like it was domestic. Another one happened at an Airbnb. I'm trying to figure out how is Airbnb still renting cribs right now when hotels are closed.
Yeah, exactly. What was the situation with the Airbnb? Because I did hear about that.
It was a shooting the McDonald's over there by the freeway.
Yeah, I seen that on my way to work one morning. I'm like, damn, first of all, I didn't know an Airbnb would be there in that location.
Right.
You feel me?
Right, like, in the hood.
Like, really? Damn, who the fuck want to be out there?
Yeah, and I've seen another party at an Airbnb. I think this one was in Florida. Now, the house was so packed of people, and they all had to be, like, under the age of 22. The house was so packed of people, it looked like the floor was probably going to cave in. It was people on the steps. Like, just everywhere, all piled up in the Airbnb. As soon as they lifted that order and said you could leave.
Yeah, and that's
well, the... that, America, but I think this video that I seen was in Florida. I gotta go look it up again, but I couldn't believe all them kids was packed in there like that.
Well, that's gonna be the problem, you know what I'm saying? Once they start lifting these orders up, you're gonna have a certain group of the population that's gonna flood and just, you know what I'm saying, be anxious, like, you know what I mean? Then you're gonna have some people that's gonna fall back. But what's really gonna be interesting to see is if they start opening up any clubs or strip clubs and stuff like that, you know, bars and stuff like that. Once they start opening up the bars, it's over with.
And you know, the first city to do it is gonna be Atlanta.
Well, that's the whole thing, man. So did you see, I don't know if you've seen Gilly the Kid had made a...
Yeah, I've seen him.
And then you see JD. I didn't watch JD's entire... I should have watched the whole thing. I watched it almost to the end, but he was mad professional, and he was basically agreeing with everything Gilly was saying. Gilly just said it in a ghetto way, and JD came with the professional way, but they both saying the same exact thing, was stay your ass at home.
Some people, they don't. But Gilly the Kid, he came back on that note. And basically his point was like, yeah, that's easy for you to say, but what about the motherfuckers that can't eat? Ain't got no food at home. You done been living in that same mansion for how many years? Of course you straight. Of course you can stay home. But it's motherfuckers out here that is hungry right now, today.
Well,
Got no food right now.
See, I didn't see that one. I didn't even watch JD's full reply, let alone Gilly's rebuttal to the reply.
It's like a world star. It's like a 12-minute video. Yeah, it starts off with Gilly.
Okay.
Then it goes to JD. And then it goes...
Okay, see, I should have watched the full thing. I just stopped watching it. Told myself I was going to go back and watch the whole thing.
Yeah. Because that's the problem that a lot of people don't understand. Like, yeah, it's easy for me and you to stay home. We got jobs, number one, and we can pay the bills. Yeah. But think about the people that ain't working, who still ain't seen an unemployment check. Here we go. Rent is due again on Friday.
You're right. Them people ain't going to, ain't no rules to this game, man. You know what I'm saying? But even with even them people, I would say, be safe, my G. If you got to go out here and do what you do, do it at late night hours when it ain't, you know what I mean, a lot of people out. You know what I'm saying? If you got to be out there.
Then you got to think about it. The stores now, they closing at 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. My dude was.
So if you got to go get food, you got to get there before 9.
Yeah. Which puts it's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? So basically, what you're going to have is a lot of poor people that's going to have to be out. You know what I'm saying? They ain't have no choice to be out. You know what I'm saying? Necessities, essentials is one thing, but like I said, trying to hit the bar, get your nails, and that's not essential to survival. You know what I'm saying? And that's the main point is, like, don't be packed up in no damn barbershop, but you see it already. You see people breaking the ordinances already just to be in a barbershop, or, you know what I mean? It's like you packing up in Airbnbs. And
you see, what they don't understand is that I was actually talking to a lady on the phone at work the other day. She's from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about how they're still basically under lockdown. And the point that she was making is that, you know, that this needs to go on for a little bit longer. And I'm like, yeah, you have all these states and stuff. I said, but I read an article the other day. It was NBC News posted an article. The pandemic, the last one that we had that was bad like this, it started in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
It went through 18 and 19. So it was technically three years.
Three separate waves. The second and third wave was the worst. Second wave was the most deadly. You feel me?
And it's because they opened up too fast. Now, San Francisco, I believe, was the city back then that opened up too quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when their second wave came back, it was really bad. And they was like, okay, wait a second. We opened up too fast.
Yeah.
Now, if I can go back and find this on the internet, how come 45 can't find this on the internet and be like, okay.
It's not everybody knows this. I mean, I ain't gonna say everybody, but like you said, if you really care, you really want to know, because I know the same story you're saying. Basically, San Francisco, they did the social distancing. You know what I'm saying? They curved the numbers, got the numbers to flat. You know what I'm saying? So they thought everything was cool. So then what they thought was the mask was saving them. So they was like, oh, we can just go back out. As long as we wear a mask, we're good. And then they found out, wait a minute, it ain't the mask that was saving you. It was the social distancing. So they numbers, they suffer. You know what I mean? And like you say, anybody in San Francisco, from the governor, the mayor, that you it's no way you can be a politician in San Francisco and not know this history. But you're being pushed.
And that's what I was explaining to that lady. I said, that's why you guys went first this time, because they know what they did 100 years ago and how they messed it up.
Man, I'm thinking, my thinking is this, bro. If we lose a million deaths to this coronavirus, that's a win for them if they can open back up. You know what I'm saying? If they can get the economy, because right now everything is at a halt, man. You know what I'm saying? You got casinos, the car plants, Honda. You starting to get the meat packing plants. My dude was telling me the other day, bro, go stock up on all the meat you can right now, because these meat packing plants are shutting down, and they're going to open up. But while they're opening up, those meat packing plants are not going to open up. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, you just got to be really, really
prepared. The 45 just ordered them back open again.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. He just ordered them back open again. So by him ordering them back open again, you got people that's coming in there that's sick. So if this actually gets into our food supply, it was E. coli that was in.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, 1 million people for them is a win. But the way that's being described, it can be 5 million. You understand? And it's a win for them because they just want to get you know what I mean? Because they got like Gilly was telling JD, you got access, you got means, you can sit down, you don't have to be out here. But some people have no something like you say, some people gotta go to work. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're sick, you're like, man, I still gotta get up and go. I gotta act like I ain't sick. You know what I'm saying? Right now. If you know how you wake up in the morning sometime, you got a little scratchy throat because it was a little bit too chilly in your room. You know what I mean? You be tugging on your ear, trying to scratch your throat. Niggas are scared as hell now, right? Hey, nigga, I got allergies, right? If I start sneezing now, I'm like, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute. So
yeah, I've been sneezing too, and I'm low key like, come on, bro. Let me go take an allergy.
You starting to, you know, you freaking out. So some people don't have the means to be able to just sit down. They need to get back up and running. And that's what they're playing. That's the fear that they're preying on right now. You know what I mean? And the government really could just basically, the government has enough money. They could have set everybody the fuck down, and they could have paid everybody's salary for the time that they were sitting down. And the people that were unemployed could have did them damn stimulus checks to them as well. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't give the stimulus checks to everybody. They just gave them to people that was working. So it's a large percentage of the population didn't get nothing. So they could have took care of everybody to sit this thing down and handled it right. But you see what we get.
And shit, people still waiting for their unemployment.
Check. You know what I'm saying? Still the only reason why I ain't tripping because I'm still working. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to keep working. I'm about to just ain't even going to take my day off this week. I'm supposed to be off the weekend. I'm gonna bang out on Friday, and I'm gonna go in and bang on them on Saturday for like a half a day.
Yeah, this is like I would have never thought I'm getting a raise.
Yeah,
starting on the first, because they like, look, we need y'all. They're not giving us work. Nothing. Yeah, I'm getting a raise.
Look, and I ain't saying what job I do, but you know I'm out here. Like what? We don't get no hazard pay for real. Mm-mm, that's crazy.
No. I was just like, all these companies is getting all this money that don't really need it. Like, how did the NBA get money from the government? How, you know what I mean? Think about, like, the Lakers got money. You got like sandwich companies and stuff that got money. They got like $10 million and stuff like that. So when they get shamed, then they have to return the money. But you got small business owners Like, you know what I mean? Let's pick any avenue, Cleveland Avenue. Think about all the small businesses up and down Cleveland Avenue that cannot do anything.
And they're not
right
going to return. They're not going to make it. I know a lot of these companies that it's just it's not feasible for them to keep to stay open. So they're going to have to shut down, you know what I'm saying? Which is crazy because, like I said, I think they had enough. They put a lot of money in the military. They put a lot of money in. You remember when that church over in Notre Dame, it burned down and how fast they came up with some money to send over there to them. You know what I'm saying?
$800 million in like less than.
I mean, they got it.
I think a week or something like that. It was like the Godfather type donations. How y'all get $800 million?
They got rainy day funds all day. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? When it comes to taking care of the people, that's not the priority.
Have extended the stay-at-home order, which I think is the proper thing to do right now. You know what I'm saying? Because you're dealing with a situation where the numbers that they're giving us are not even the real numbers. You know what I'm saying? It's like saying, you know what I'm saying? You got 10 people. You tested one person. You know what I'm saying? But then you're going to tell everybody else that they're still good because there's only one person that has it. So what about the other people that you didn't test, bro? So you really don't know what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? You really don't have a full, I would say like a scientific investigation on the virus. You know what I'm saying? Because you haven't studied all the variables. You know what I'm saying? You still got so many things that's just left out. And it's a good thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Go on, extend it. Continue to get your test up. Continue to get your PPE up. You know what I mean? And then, you know, come back out with more tests and more isolation. You know what I'm saying? You test the people test that they have the coronavirus, you isolate them, you know what I'm saying? And if you can, what you want to do is you want to test everybody that they came in contact with and quarantine those people. So basically everybody should be quarantined, but at the same time, if you want to give us what we need to quarantine safely and accurately, so this thing can be done in a precise fashion. You know what I mean? It's kind of like this thing, in my opinion, is kind of like sending a space shuttle to the moon. You know what I'm saying? You can't have no flaws in that. You can't half-ass that step because you're going to lose lives. So, in that situation, that would be an embarrassment. So, you need to take this thing just as serious or even more serious than that. You know what I mean? Because they don't ever want to be embarrassed. Like, if you send three shuttles back to back and they all blow up with people in it, motherfucker, they, you know what I mean? Like, you come on, man. So take that same energy with this coronavirus thing, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is, man. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta keep it 100, and don't press go until you know for sure that it's a good thing. So, you know what I'm saying? People are upset they don't have their jobs, and that's understandable. But you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I would say let those people be the ones that go out and test it. Test it first. Like, let's let them test the waters and see if it's safe for us. You know what I'm saying? So they want to go back to work. Pay the people that don't, that can't, that's willing to stay. I would say go ahead and give them a extra stimulus. And the people that want to go to work, you know what I'm saying, let them go ahead and go. You know what I'm saying? And then we can test them and find out what this thing is really doing. It's just all about accurate testing. And that's where we're not at. We don't even have the capability to test on a large scale. So when we get that capability, then we can start finding out what's really good. It's not complicated, man. It's real simple. The complication comes in with the confusion that starts from the top of this administration that we're under right now. We're under a disruptive administration, very confusing. You know what I mean? So that makes things complicated, man. Before I speak, think twice. His life was sacrificed so I can have eternal life. Shout out to Mir Rice, Sandra Bland, Mike Brown. That's Trayvon Martin, I gon' knuckle up, they gon' buck you down. Ask Martin Luther King, where freedom ring, how does it sound? Ask Emmett Till, how does real justice feel? Society is sick, and the cure ain't no pill. I spill my soul to the Lord on my knees as I kneel, and... You know what it is, it's the TFH podcast, baby. You know what it do.
Yeah. It's 2000 and I done seen things to make a grown man scream.